This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Amazon's Alexa Smart Properties team, a little known part of its Alexa division, is working on partnerships with home builders, property managers, and hoteliers to push millions of Alexa Smart speakers into domiciles all across the U.S. First youth hostel in the U.S. opened in Northfield, Massachusetts in 1934. Most comprehensive study of rider behavior in the rideshare marketplace found that riders didn't change their behavior when prices surged. Since 1980, more than 100% of the total growth in income in the U.S. has gone to the top 10% of families. Two-thirds of all income gains have gone to the top 1%. The bottom 90% saw their combined incomes actually shrink. Of the 50 longest-serving House Democrats, two-thirds are white, and about the same share are men. An analysis by the New York Times indicated that HUD-backed nursing homes were more likely to receive one- or two-star ratings from Medicare than other nursing homes. Rose Care Care Centers, based in Chicago, defaulted on a $146 million government-backed loan, the biggest collapse in a little-known HUD loan guarantee program. Coming election in Algeria was canceled after continuing protests because they were being engineered by the military and by politicians connected to the ousted leader. Leah Chase of the famous Dookie Chase restaurant in New Orleans has died at 96. She'd served presidents and civil rights leaders and protesters in her long career and made her mark in Creole cuisine. Thousands of scientists, educators, and students protested in Brazil to stop cuts in education and research funding in 225 cities, joined with labor unions who are protesting changes in Brazil's Social Security and pension systems. A 2017 government-wide survey of federal managers by the GAO suggests that the absence of program evaluation is a serious problem. 40% of managers reported that an evaluation had been completed within the last 5 years. At the end of apartheid in South Africa, the newly empowered party, the ANC, pledged to redistribute 30% of the country's farmland within 5 years. 25 years later, it's managed roughly 8%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.